Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry. You met some really fine folks out at the Best Friends Conference recently, and I think we have one of them with us today.
We do. We have Tim Crum with us. He's from the philanthropy team. Welcome, Tim.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Tim, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Well, I've actually been in animal welfare for quite a few years now, and I've been in the nonprofit world for 2.5 decades. And one thing that I noticed being, an executive director as well as a director of development and marketing for animal shelters is that oftentimes that shelters or rescue groups, when they're looking for help, they bring in outside consultants, and those consultants, while they're good at doing fundraising and marketing, there are few and far in between that actually have animal sheltering experience. And as our listeners know, there's just a certain walk and a certain talk that we have in animal sheltering that just doesn't translate into any other industry that's out there. And so I always struggled being on the animal shelter and the rescue side was being able to talk to a consultant who knew what I was talking about. Even things such as euthanasia, you'd be surprised at how many people really don't know what that term means. And so I ventured out on my own and created a company called the Philanthropy Team, and we're basically a fundraising and marketing company that specializes in animal welfare. And, you know, we're created for animal shelter professionals by animal shelter professionals, and I think we may be the only consulting firm out there that is comprised entirely of people from the animal sheltering side. So I think that's what makes us unique, is that we understand the lingo. We understand the challenges that rescue groups and animal shelters have and the daily struggles that you go through, whether it's, you know, cleaning up after the pets, finding the funding to help feed them, and just, you know, working your way through an animal shelter. It's a difficult field, and it has a lot of challenges, and we understand those challenges, and we've been successful, and that's what we bring to the table.
So do you do both the campaign if they want to just pay you to go and do it, as well as training? Because I know you offer some classes, but I didn't know if you did both.
Yeah, actually we do both. So we can help groups, rescue groups or animal shelters with an individual campaign. It could be maybe they just need help with a direct mail campaign, or perhaps they need help with their animal walk that they do every year. Or we help other groups with doing their entire fundraising and marketing throughout the entire year. So we can help any group with any need that they have, whether big or small. And, of course, we understand that the majority of animal shelters and rescue groups that are out there really have small budgets. In fact, out of the 13,000-plus animal shelters and rescue groups in North America, over 90% of them have a budget of $1 million or less. So we totally get that they're trying to do a lot with limited resources, and we try to fit ourselves within those resources because we know oftentimes you don't have the staff or the financial resources to bring in the big guns. So we consider ourselves the big guns at a very reasonably priced, especially in this tough economy. And the other thing that we also offer is fundraising workshops, because we know that, you know, underneath all of this, we're all trying to save dogs, cats, rabbits, horses, and what have you. And that comes first and foremost, is making sure that these animals are well cared for, they're fed, they have, you know, a warm bed, and they have fresh water and nutritious food. But what really drives that vehicle is being able to get the funding to be able to pay for the food and to be able to pay for the space to have them in. So we offer fundraising workshops throughout the country, and in fact, we have a 2-day fundraising workshop coming up in Phoenix, Arizona on December 4th and 5th, which is a Friday and a Saturday. It's a 2-day workshop. We offer a lot of classes as part of that, and the cost is only $39. So really, when you think about being able to attend a 2-day training, the cost is reasonably priced, and the reason why it's priced so inexpensively is because the Petco Foundation is a sponsor of this 2-day fundraising workshop. And some of the classes that we cover in this 2-day workshop is we help groups establish a fundraising plan. We have a class on designing and writing effective direct mail campaigns. which we found is really the bread and butter for most every for most every nonprofit animal shelter or rescue group out there. Is if you want to build your donor base and you want to have robust fundraising, it really is driven by direct mail. And so we have a class on that. We also do a class on cultivating and soliciting donors, which is, you know, that's a difficult thing for a lot of our listening audience to do, is to ask somebody else for money. A lot of people get very nervous. They get, you know, even shaky, and their voice stumbles a little bit. So we help people, you know, learn how to ask for money and get over that fear of asking, because the number one reason why people give is because they're asked. It's really that simple. And we also do a class on special events, which a lot of our rescue groups and animal shelters do. And the nice thing with this two-day fundraising workshop is the Petco Foundation is there, and they talk to all of the students about how to apply for funding from the foundation. And the neat thing is they actually give away thousands of dollars in grants on the spot that day. So if you register and you come out to the training, there's a pretty good chance that you may win a $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 grant that day, which I think is nice that people get to go home with a lot of money.
Well, that's phenomenal. Now, for the $39, I mean that's a big lunch. is there some subsidizing done by Petco Foundation to keep the price low, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate to have a partnership with the Petco Foundation. And the Petco Foundation sponsors this training, and they've sponsored some other ones throughout the country. We just finished two trainings, one in San Jose, California, and one in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the response has been phenomenal. People that have come out to this class have loved it. And, of course, we're able to offer it at this price because the Petco Foundation has underwritten the cost, because they recognize the importance of sustainable futures. And the way to have a sustainable future is to have solid fundraising and funding sources. And that's what we're teaching students. So whether you're in a rescue group that has a budget of $25,000 or you're with an animal shelter that has a budget of $2.5 million, we're teaching you proven and successful ways to raise money to do what we're all here to do, which is save animals' lives.
Well, Tim, I love the concept of these workshops because they are affordable. Terry and I have gotten to know a lot of folks in the rescue community since we started Bark Radio, and that's the key. So many of them are tiny, and to be able to offer something like this is invaluable, and I really hope to see on your calendar many more of these workshops in the future and spread out all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we are in the works right now to maybe partner with some other big names in the industry to offer training throughout the U.S. So we hope very soon to be in a neighborhood near you, so to speak. So if people want to go to our website, which is philanthropyteam.com, and go under our training services tab, we should be making an announcement sometime probably in December or maybe early January, and that should have a list of dates. So we hope to cover everything from Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Miami, Florida, and all points in between.
That's awesome. Now, stepping back a little bit, with the Petco piece and getting those grants, now there seems to be quite a criteria around being eligible for that. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Now, one thing that our listening audience knows is that we've just been in a very difficult economy going on 2 years now. And one thing that we were seeing is that with so many of our animal shelters and rescue groups in this country having a budget of $1 million or less, in fact, I think 50% of all of our shelters and rescue groups actually have a budget of $500,000 or less. So you could really see that these groups are trying to accomplish a lot on very little. We partnered with the Petco Foundation to offer fundraising scholarships. And basically what the Petco Foundation is doing is they're funding the philanthropy team to go out and work with animal shelters and rescue groups for an entire year to help them with their fundraising and their marketing. And the premise behind this is the old adage is, if somebody comes to you and they're hungry, do you give them a fish and feed them for a day, or do you teach them how to fish and feed them for a lifetime. And so that was really the underlying theme behind why we created this program, is there are a lot of animal shelters out there that are quote-unquote hungry. And so rather than just give them a fish, we're teaching them how to fish. So the philanthropy team actually comes in, and we do an entire site review. We examine all aspects of the fundraising and marketing for your animal shelter. We talk with staff. We talk to the board. We talk to volunteers. And we try to understand what it is that you've done in the past and what it is that you're currently doing. And then we work with the staff and the board on creating best practices and proven fundraising and marketing techniques that will increase the exposure for your group in the community. And, of course, once you start increasing the exposure and getting a good name and people recognizing your name, then close behind that, your fundraising starts to increase. And so then we start implementing proven fundraising techniques. So whether it's a special event or a direct mail campaign or doing certain things on your website, that helps build the donor base and drives funding. And, of course, all of that leads to, you know, what I keep saying, which is we're all here to save animal lives. And the only way that we could accomplish that is to make sure that we have funding that drives that. And obviously the more funding you have, the more things that your organization can do.
That's awesome. I mean, this is just a tremendous program. Now, how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this since the beginning of the year with the PECO Foundation by offering this fundraising scholarship. Now, this is timely with this interview because we are actually have two openings for fundraising scholarships. So if we have members of our listening audience out there who are with a nonprofit organization that's either a rescue shelter, and you have your 501c3 status with the IRS, and you fall under these six criteria, you can actually contact us for an application because we still have two more fundraising scholarships to award. So the criteria are, number one, the group has to have an annual operating budget of $750,000 or less. They have to have an established relationship with their local Petco store. So they should be going into their local Petco, maybe doing adoptions, but they should have a good relationship with them. So that's the second criteria. The third is that your organization must have a website. The fourth is that you should have a minimum of 1,000 names on your mailing list or in your database. The fifth criteria is, do you have to have at least one paid position that spends 20 hours a week as a fundraiser for the organization? And the reason why we want that in place is because the philanthropy team, again, we're teaching people how to fish, so we feed you for a lifetime. We need somebody on the other end that we could work with to teach best practices that as we're teaching, they're learning and they're able to implement. So that's the importance of that. And then the last is if you're awarded the scholarship, your board has to actually approve your participation in this year-long process, which is really, that's a slam dunk because most groups or all groups that have gotten this scholarship, they've applied for it because they want it, but we just want to make sure the board stands behind it. So if our listening audience falls under those six criteria, they could go to our website, philanthropyteam.com, or they could actually contact the Petco Foundation to ask for an application for the fundraising scholarship.
Well, that sounds absolutely awesome, and I hope some of our listening audience will take advantage of it and apply. I also see that on your website you have a free e-newsletter sign-up. That might be a good way for folks to keep up with what you're doing.
Yeah, it's actually a great way. We offer a free e-newsletter. It gets published every 2 to 3 weeks, and typically we have three articles in that e-newsletter, and we always offer tips on what to do in the animal sheltering world. So whether you're a rescue group or an animal shelter or even a county facility, we're offering tips on, you know, best practices for cleaning procedures or, you know, how to improve your website or how to market your pets so that they really stand out. So every 2 to 3 weeks we have, you know, different tips. Our audience really loves it because it's just free advice from people that have been on the inside. And, again, I can't emphasize enough that the philanthropy team is comprised of individuals that have worked on the animal sheltering side. So we totally get the challenges that the folks out in the listening audience have.
Excellent, Tim. Well, we appreciate you taking time with us today. I think it's a ton of good information. I'm going to encourage our listeners to make sure that if they are qualified, that they get in touch with you on those two grants that you still have available, because, I mean, seems like it's pretty straightforward on getting them, and I know most of the groups can use the money.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I can't emphasize, it's a free scholarship that's paid for by the PETCO Foundation. If a group was to go out and seek the same services that we're offering, it could be anywhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 to $60,000. So, you know, think about your own budget. That's a lot of money, and it's actually free money and free help. And we've already demonstrated with a lot of the groups we're working with great success. So we want to help groups that are out there.
Excellent.
Well, BARC Radio listeners, you know, if you're involved with a rescue group, or if you know someone who is, have them contact or get or go to the website anyway of the philanthropy team. Check them out. Doing really good work. Thank you so much, Tim, for letting our audience know about y'all.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity just to spread the message.
Good.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I think that's it, Dee.
Mm-hmm. That's it for today. We'll see y'all next time.
All right. See you.